that sounded familiar in kind of an unfamiliar way, well, that's exactly the idea of the Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph takes a familiar tune, in this case, This Old Man, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, in this case, Béla Bartók. That's our Piano Puzzler, and every week we get a listener on the line to try to guess the tune and the composer. And Bruce Adolph is sitting right here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And our listener today is calling from Ithaca, New York, Marty Hereznik. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Fred.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Marty, I understand that you're a voice teacher, is that right?
That's true.
Do you teach classical, jazz?
I teach people how to sing. It doesn't matter what they sing.
So any of your students slated for appearances on American Idol anytime soon?
No.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have a vocal puzzler. We have a piano puzzler. Are you a pianist as well?
I've done that too, yeah.
Okay, well, then you're all set for our piano puzzler. Your job will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You ready, Marty?
Sure.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. Don't stop now, Bruce. I'm just getting into that.
Yeah, I was almost ready to sing along.
So, well, Marty, if you were just about ready to sing along, it sounds like you have an idea what's going on there.
That was Cole Porter.
Right.
In a style of, I would say, probably Debussy.
Perfect.
Wow. Our work here
fast.
Is done.
Goodbye. So long.
Now,
you were very kind, Bruce. I usually don't get the song.
Oh, okay.
So it was a song by Cole Porter. What's the name of the song?
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
That's right.
Exactly.
That was great. Nicely done.
Well, it feels good when you know it, too, doesn't it?
Well, Marty, that was terrific. You got the song right away. You got the name of the composer whose style Bruce was imitating right away.
But that doesn't mean that Bruce can't play it again. It was great.
Well, I'm curious, Marty, what made you think it sounded like Claude Debussy?
The way he reworked the harmonies and the parallelisms in the right hand.
Well, those are both very good answers. Yeah, the harmonies are drawn from Debussy's famous arabesque, which many people play on the piano. But the parallelism are the fourths.
Now, what does that mean, parallelism?
Well, you know, I like to think of an apartment building. Let's say in each room of an apartment, you've got a functioning room. You've got a kitchen and a living room and a bathroom and a dining room, and each of them has a purpose. But if you go up and down from floor to floor just on the bathrooms or just on the kitchens, that movement from kitchen in 9F to kitchen in 8F to kitchen in 7F, that's parallel movement. Now, I could have made it simpler by just saying you take an interval and move it. But I just love talking about the apartments. Now, who said a metaphor has to make it easier?
Yeah, you're now the king of it.
So if you take a harmony like this, that really only exists in F major. But if you just move it from key to key, the structure, that's called parallel harmony. And you can get paid pretty well as a cocktail pianist if that's all you can.
Cole Porter's Anything Goes, rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy by our master of the piano puzzlers, who is here every week, Bruce Adolph. Bruce, very nicely done.
Thank you, Fred.
And Marty Hereznik from that very musical college town of Ithaca, New York. Well done, Marty. You got both the tune and the composer. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And what's your public radio station, Marty?
I've got two, WSKG out of Binghamton and WEOS, which has a repeater station here for Democracy Now!
Marty Hereznik from Ithaca, New York. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.